Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Welcoming Katrina Vandenhove, the editorial director and the publisher of The Nation magazine, also a columnist of The Washington Post. The news of the Middle East is that the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, has within these last 24 hours told the G7 and therefore the world that the U.S. information is expecting an Iranian attack on Israel in the next 24 to 48 hours. We've burned 30 of those hours. And I remind myself and everyone else that in February of 2022, the same Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, told us to expect a Russian attack on Ukraine within 24 to 48 hours. He's got a good record so far. So I turn to Katrina to comment on what Ukraine is doing to prepare. The headline in the New York Times, Katrina, Ukraine has received F-16 fighter jets, Zelensky says. President Zelensky did not say whether the jets had already flown combat missions. A shortage of trained pilots and a limited number of jets will constrain their immediate impact. The word constrain describes the Biden administration's approach towards Ukraine these last years. But in terms of talking about an armistice, talking about a ceasefire, talking about an end to this conflict, have we moved the story, Katrina? Can we see any conversation going on, to your knowledge? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I wouldn't say the Biden administration has been constrained in its relations with Ukraine in the matter of weapons. I mean, we've talked before about President Biden moving the goalposts so that we now have use of U.S.-provided, European-provided weapons inside Russia by the Ukrainians. I do want to note that I think the F-16 story is a big story. Not clear how many, I believe 6 F-16 planes were delivered. It's not clear either if they've been, if the Ukrainians have been trained to fly them. But I do think overarching all of it, John, is that the Biden administration doesn't have a coherent policy in Ukraine. And this is not just my view, but a view of the foreign policy analyst Anatol Levin, who's often on your program. It seems like a series of ad hoc responses to hold the line. And the Biden administration seems to be continually asking the American people to spend indefinitely tens of millions, billions of dollars a year on an endless war that is not clear what the goal is at this stage. So I do think coming off of the hostage swap last week, which was interesting because it showed the Biden administration as sort of horse traders in the best sense of the word, using diplomacy of 2 years' time, it seems, to resolve that situation. And perhaps there is some pathway toward discussion diplomacy coming out of that. But for the moment, I see the F-16s as almost a last gasp before the election in this country, John.
Yes, the election dominates the conversation in Washington, but it doesn't in Ukraine. And it doesn't always necessarily in the Kremlin either. The question is, before or after the election, it's a guessing game, Katrina. I've not seen anything. There was that moment where the foreign minister of Ukraine suggested to the Chinese that there might be open for conversation. But I've not seen follow-up on that. Have you?
Well, I've seen, we both noted the Trudy Rubin interview in the Philadelphia Inquirer a few weeks ago where Zelensky spoke briefly about an opening, but what kind of peace or even just negotiation toward a ceasefire would happen? It's not clear. There are many moving parts, as you know, John. I mean, there's Turkey, there's China, there was the Geneva conference without Russia present. But I do think that the election is critical, the election in this country, because the reality is the United States is currently engaged in arming two major wars, Ukraine and siding with Israel as it pummels Gaza. So there may be some need to recalibrate certainly on Ukraine, because I think the support there is weak. Now, the support for negotiated ceasefire with security guarantees for Ukraine is not. But you do see more different coverage of the war weariness, John, in Ukraine, and the independent Ukrainian polls showing it's a very different situation than a year or two ago. You also see continuing concern about Zelensky's chief of staff playing a bigger and bigger role and what that means internally in terms of support for the war.
You mentioned costs. The estimate that I read was $100 million a day. It seems fantastic, but that's what it's costing everyone, not just the U.S., but the EU and NATO and everyone else, to maintain this war. And what is the war aim? Let's take it from the Kremlin point of view. The Kremlin says this amount of territory, a guarantee of no NATO, and a demobilization or in some fashion a disarming of the combatants. Is any of that realizable in a conversation now that we're through the summer, the F-16s arrived? Does that make sense?
Well, I don't want to speak for Ukrainians, but again, this independent poll showed there's more willingness, not full by any measure or even majority, of some ceding of land in the Donbas area. But I think what's critical, first of all, any escalating U.S. involvement in this conflict, it's escalated to such a point, should be guided by an idea about how to bring the war to an end. Because, John, we're not just paying for F-16s, we're paying for pensions, for budget deficits, for this country to survive. And there seems to be a little more attention in Radio Free Europe, Liberty, for example, to the czar for reconstruction, Penny Pritzker, the commerce secretary in the Obama administration, laying out what the needs are going to be. This country, Ukraine, is not could not survive at this stage. Put aside the weapons, just the money, the pensions, the payments for services, for survival. So I think that has to be accounted for, but also the security guarantees. NATO doesn't need to be the arbiter of security. In fact, Ukraine in its current constitution does not meet the accession requirements, either for NATO or for the EU. Now, that could be bypassed. But I do think a ceasefire toward serious security guarantees and a rebuilding of a country which cannot happen under the barbaric bombing by Russia is what is to aim for. The fact that there will be hatred is something we've seen in other negotiations, Ireland, for example, Northern Ireland, but step by step, and the step for times for steps running out.
The war in the Middle East, it's impossible to ignore the fact that we're told that it's imminently widening. That will take a lot of the focus off of Ukraine. Is that a positive or a negative for the resolving the conflict?
Well, I suspect Zelensky, where he sits and his team, see it as a negative and have seen it as such since October 7th when this all started. But I do think there's more attention in this country to the Gaza-Israel situation. And as we see, when things are nearing a dead end, often the matter is to escalate and make bigger the problem. I do think there's an understanding that at this stage, Netanyahu is risking escalating the war beyond Gaza into a regional conflagration in order to save his own self. And this administration, the Biden administration, Kamala Harris's administration, Biden has been upended several times and shamed by Netanyahu. It seems so weak, but the United States certainly has some power in deciding which way the Middle East conflagration goes.
Katrina Vandenhove is the editorial director and the publisher of Nation magazine. Katrina and I are both looking for any conversation whatsoever to end a conflict that at this point has no reason to end itself, and yet it's a stalemate on the battlefield. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Madden.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.